I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. If you think it does, well, that's on you.
All right, all right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco Show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony...
Yo.
Huge show today.
Oh, you know,
we're
going to
tell you why the Eagles forgot the most important rule in all of football and also the world.
And life, too.
Yeah, in life. And we're going to give you the one stat that proves without a doubt why Jordan Love is the better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Can't wait
for this.
And
we're going to go to war with this Fox Sports Radio executive who is trying to take down our show.
Yeah, we're going to... execute his head.
Well said, Tony. But first, quick show-related announcements. By popular demand, our people put a new design in our official merch store. It's the Terrific Analysis Tony T-shirt.
Yeah.
And design. You can get it on
show
mugs
your pride.
And all the
stuff.
Get free standard shipping on all products January 12th through the 16th. And, you know, to meet the overwhelming demand, we have our shop workers working round the clock, even though they claim that's a labor violation, whatever.
Yeah. As we told them, rules were made to be broken.
Yeah, exactly. Also, a reminder to vote for the show in the Sports Podcast Awards, even though we were mistakenly put in the category of best sports comedy for some reason.
Doesn't matter. Vote anyway.
Also on the subject of comedy, returning to the show for some unknown reason, a man who has the unfortunate reputation of having some of the most absurd, over-the-top, ridiculous takes in the business. And he's the co-host of the much less successful Fox Sports Radio show.
Way less
The
successful.
Odd Couple, yeah. Rob Parker. And, you know, we're going to see if he has beef with our bosses, you know, just like we do.
Yeah, he's probably too scared to bite the hand that needs him.
Yeah, exactly. But first, it's time for a word from our good friends at Morrison's Cafeteria. Do you like food being served to you? Well, why don't you just go get it yourself, you lazy f**k? Isn't that right, Tony?
Yup. The other day, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, told me that my aunt invited him to an all-you-can-eat buffet. I said, are you going to Morrison's? And then he said, no, her bedroom. And then I... Actually, let's just keep going. We'll finish that story another time.
Let's just move on anyway. Go to your local Morrison's today and tell the host or hostess that Paulie and Tony sent you to get one complimentary slice of turkey when you ask for 10 slices of more.
There you go.
A great deal for you.
Yeah, now they're checking the mail.
And another great thing, Tony, it's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
People coming down on the Eagles for an absolutely garbage performance to close out the season, losing to the Giants, and Jalen Hurts there injuring his middle finger, probably from having to point it at his coaching staff all game long. And this kind of disaster, it calls for big moves, doesn't it?
As official spokespeople for the Eagles organization, before Monday's game, we would like to go ahead and replace Nick Sirianni with any currently fired or soon-to-be-fired coach. We'll take anyone. Doug Peterson.
Yep.
We'll even take Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Or even Ron Rivera.
Yep.
Or even Brandon Staley. Forget that.
You know, producer, just edit that part out, all right?
Take that part out.
Yeah, anyway. But, Tony, you know, we got to be fair to Nick Sirianni here, don't we? Because he isn't the only clown on this pathetic coaching staff that clearly doesn't know how to coach. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, personally, I blame the Eagles for naming Matt Patricia defensive coordinator.
Yep.
They keep forgetting the cardinal rule. You never trust a man with two first names.
Yep.
Matt Patricia.
Yep.
Chip Kelly.
Yep.
Buddy Ryan.
Yep.
And yes, Andy Reid, who won a Super Bowl with another team. The ultimate betrayal.
Such great analysis there, Tony. And to another issue on this team, we saw a very concerning tweet from Eagles defensive back Darius Slay, who tweeted that the team's record is 0-0 now. And Tony, this is very disturbing, isn't it?
Very disturbing. Doesn't he know his own team's record?
Yep.
They're 11-6, not 0-0.
Yep.
You know, this shows the coaches aren't doing their job.
Yep.
Their job is to tell the players what the team's record is.
Yep.
No wonder the team hasn't been playing with any urgency. They think the season hasn't even started yet.
Just alarming analysis there, Tony. And, our only hope is that the Eagles are taking the sage advice we gave them a couple weeks ago. You know, we told them that they should be losing all these games on purpose. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yep. As you all know, we told them they shouldn't want home field advantage. They should play for road field advantage.
Yep.
And look, now on Monday night, instead of having to play in Philly in 33-degree weather in front of a hostile home crowd full of angry, disappointed fans, they get to play in Tampa in warm 71-degree weather against a team that has as much of a chance of winning the Super Bowl as the Carolina Panthers do, which proves why they should always listen to us.
So well said, Tony. And now shifting to another playoff matchup. Sunday, the Cowboys host the Packers. And for some crazy reason, the betting market
has
the Cowboys favored by 7.5.
How?
Even though the stats show that Jordan Love is a much better quarterback than Dak Prescott. You know, we all know the most important stat for a quarterback. Intended air yards. And, you know, for those fools out there who don't know what intended air yards are, it's an advanced metric that measures all pass attempts, whether completed or incomplete. And Love has Dak beat 49-02 to a measly 45-85. And that just says it all, doesn't it, Tony?
Absolutely. Quarterbacks should be measured not just by what they do, but what they intend to do.
Yep.
That's a corner piece of our proud American judicial system.
Yep.
If someone intends to murder someone else, well, that counts as a murder.
Yep.
Just like if Jordan Love intended to complete a pass that was 20 yards overthrown, that should still count toward his total pass yards.
Yep.
And if you disagree, well, you just don't understand the law.
Terrific legal analysis that Tony. And now moving to an NFC East team not in the playoffs, of course, that's the Washington Commanders,
Terrible.
Who once again made another boneheaded move, this time firing head coach Ron Rivera after just four seasons. And
Horrible.
Tony, this was clearly a mistake, wasn't it?
a terrible mistake. Ron Rivera was just starting to find his footing.
Yep.
As they say, you can't move forward until you hit rock bottom.
Yep.
The Commanders' defense was ranked dead last in the entire NFL, and that's thanks to Ron Rivera.
Yep.
He had the team hitting rock bottom so they could only go up from there.
Yep.
That's great coaching, and it should have been rewarded, not punished.
Great points all around, Donnie. And now,
thank you,
to a controversial moment at the end of the Falcons-Saints game, which should have been totally meaningless and forgettable, but
somehow
become the talk of the entire sports world because of Jameis Winston, who bravely and valiantly ignored the orders of Saints head coach Dennis Allen and decided to have the team score a touchdown, even though they were up 41-17 and there was about a minute left. But now people out there, these morons, are saying Jameis should be cut for that. And Tony, What are they saying? I mean, this is exactly what you want in a quarterback, isn't it?
Absolutely. People say Jameis Winston should have just done whatever his coach said. Well, do you remember the last time Saints players blindly did whatever their coach said? Bounty gate.
Yep.
Injured quarterbacks. Suspensions.
Yep.
Congressional hearings.
Yep.
Interim coaches.
Yep.
I think we can safely say if Jameis Winston had been the QB of the Saints 15 years ago, Bounty Gate never would have happened at all.
Yep.
They wouldn't have won a Super Bowl, but at least they'd have their integrity, and that's more important.
So beautifully put, Tony. And now to
a big
story brewing in sports media. Host of the Pat McAfee Show, Pat McAfee, openly called out ESPN executive Norby Williamson for trying to, quote, sabotage his show. And Tony, you know, we do feel for Pat McAfee here because we have a 100% similar problem on our hands here at Fox Sports Radio.
We
An executive who is trying to openly ruin our show. And we don't want to name names, but his name is Scott Shapiro. And the other day, he told us that we need to, quote, do more to promote the show. Which is ridiculous.
Absurd.
That's his job. And we already have millions of viewers. Anyway, so, all right, we came to him with this idea. We said, all right, you want to promote the show? Well, buy a 60-second Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, just do that.
You know, it just costs $1 million or whatnot.
Yeah, so
but
what?
You'll get that back immediately because you've got billions of viewers just coming to watch the show.
There you go.
Well, you know, this Shapiro clown, he tells me, he goes, well, that's not in the budget.
Ugh.
And you know what he says after that? He says, Super Bowl commercials sold out months ago, which just shows you how late he is on everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he didn't even tell us. And we're like, all right, another idea. Well, why don't you just get us the naming rights to Lincoln Financial Field?
Boom, there you go.
Paulie and Tony Fusco show field.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't even responded to my email about that.
Sabotage, plain and simple.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, we're going to get in all this with our guests, so let's just get him on the Fusco satellite.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
ooh,
it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Network.
Full Scope Satellite Network.
All right, this guy has developed a sadly negative reputation in the business for his absurd and over-the-top sports takes that many say are farcical and not meant to be taken seriously. And frankly, it's a shame what he's doing to our proud sports talk industry. But then again, he does co-host, you know, the relatively low-rated The Odd Couple, but it's on Fox Sports Radio, which makes him part of the Fox Sports Radio family.
That's true. So on that note,
Rob Barco, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, Rob.
When are you going to be nice to me for a change? I come on your show. All you guys do is rip on me.
Everything we said was
that's
true.
That's very nice.
You know, as they say, the truth hurts.
Exactly.
But look, we're here to talk business with you. We're going to help you here. You know, you got your show on Fox Sports Radio. Have you been dealing with this clown, Scott Shapiro, this executive?
Do you know him?
Clown? What clown? Are you kidding? Scott Shapiro? He's the salt of the earth. I mean, that guy, are you kidding
more
me?
Like when
he walks in front of me, I throw rose petals in front. I mean, are you?
Ass kisser. You know, all right, let me tell you about this.
Yeah.
This guy, he comes to us and he says, we need to do more to promote this show.
Yeah.
We told this Shapiro guy, we said, buy us a 60-second Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
And you know what this clown says? He says, that's not in the show budget. And that they've already sold out.
Yeah.
Doesn't that concern you that, you know, a member of Fox Sports Radio doesn't want to promote a show?
Yeah.
Well, I understand. You're right about promotion, but a Super Bowl spot? What are you guys, crazy?
Yeah, that's nothing.
You know how much that costs?
Yeah, you just make that money back like that.
Yeah, you get the viewers. Billions of people.
Yeah, you get a billion viewers done. Money back.
Boom.
Yeah.
A billion viewers? That's what you think you get off a Super Bowl commercial? Guys, I mean, you're unrealistic. Why are you picking on Scott? He's trying to promote your show, help you guys, and all you guys are doing...
Don't know what you're talking about. And by the way, just your camera framing shows. You're working with half a head right now, you know?
Yeah.
Your brain's chopped off and your answers are showing that. Yeah, there you go. Now he's back in his place. All right, look.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Martin Scorsese up in here.
Yeah.
Let's move to other topics, less important but still interesting. You know,
people
are saying the Eagles suck, Rob, which is true. But we think it's because the coaching staff took our advice. You know, we said on this show, as you know, we said, don't try and win and get home field advantage.
Exactly.
Lose the games and get road field advantage, right? Now, look, instead of playing on Monday night in Philly in front of that hostile home crowd and cold weather, they're in Tampa, warm, 71 degrees against a team that can't win a Super Bowl.
You can't believe that makes sense and you don't want a home game in the NFL. They've blown it. They took your advice. What would you tell them to play on the road?
First of all, you wait till I set you up with a question, okay?
Rob.
Remember when they were 10-1 and they were steamrolling and winning all those games?
Still talking.
They were like unbeatable at home. Now you're saying because they had a terrible finish to the season. I mean, it was stinky, an awful finish. Now their punishment is that they have to go to Tampa Bay. Have you ever been to Mons Venus in Tampa Bay? It's not the best strip club in the world. I'm just saying.
Oh, look,
Tampa Bay.
This might be the time we've agreed with you.
Yeah, there you go.
Philadelphia strip club's best in the whole world. Take it from me and Tony, especially Tony.
Yeah.
It's totally worth the tetanus shot you have to get each time you go.
Yeah,
but
you need a tetanus shot after that.
I just wish that some of those strippers would shave before they come out for the performance.
We're getting way off topic here.
Hold on. Have you been to Mons Venus, Rob?
I have been to Mons Venus a few times. My God. I mean, I don't know who had a worse 5 o'clock shadow, the stripper or me.
I think they're going to put you on Mons Pluto for that comment.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be welcome back there for a long time. I don't think you're
going to
be welcome back on the air anytime soon. You know, Tony, I think we should use our journalistic judgment and change. Go back to football, right? Go back to football.
Exactly. Let's stay. This is a sports show. You want to talk all that other stuff. That's why we get the higher ratings.
Yeah,
That's what we do.
We do think the Eagles, you know, look, even though they're following our strategy, they did make some clear coaching mistakes. Tony, tell Rob.
Rob, you know, they always say never trust a man with two first names. Their defensive coordinator is Matt Patricia.
Yep.
That should have been a sign right there. This is why we wanted to get your perspective here, because, you know, Parker is also sometimes a first name. Don't you think that makes you untrustworthy?
Yeah, Rob Parker.
I'm the most trustworthy guy out there. Parker is a last name. All these yippies and millennials.
What about Parker Posey?
Their kids Parker. That's Parker a last Lewis. Name. What are they
Parker
doing?
Parker Lewis.
Now, you see, you can't even trust that goofy answer there, you know?
Yeah. But let's keep going.
Let's talk coaching firings. You know, the Commanders, they fired Ron Rivera, which, as you are probably aware, was just a terrible mistake.
Horrible.
And, you know, Tony, just explain, because Rob seems a little confused by that comment. Just explain why.
Rob, as they say, you can't move forward until you hit rock bottom. The Commanders were ranked dead last in defense, and that was thanks to Ron Rivera and his great coaching.
Yep.
Don't you think this firing was premature?
Yep.
Premature? Team is god-awful. Are you kidding? I don't know. What are they, Commanders or the Commodores? I was looking for Lionel Richie to be the quarterback. Come on,
always
man.
Always with the topical references.
I'm just saying. I'm an old, you see this gray hair?
Up next, Peaches and Herb, people.
Hey, I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm counting down the 50 biggest hits in the US of A. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're counting down to something, but it's not the good take, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Where do you get your references? American Bandstand, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know, call me Don Cornelius. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I know what I can tell you. You're on a soul train to the back end of this show with these terrible takes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk Cowboys. Sunday, you know, they host the Packers. And for some bizarre reason, Rob, the betting lines have the Cowboys favored by 7.5.
Makes
sense.
But,
you know, when you compare Jordan Love's stats to Dak Prescott's, there's one stat that shows that Love is much better. And of course, we're talking about intended pass yards. Now, you may be confused there as usual. You look confused. Intended pass yards, Rob,
I-A-Y.
Are an advanced metric that count pass yards whether the pass was completed or incomplete.
Yep.
So doesn't it make sense that Jordan is at least better because he at least intends to throw more air yards?
I-A-Y, bro.
No, that's another dumb pencil geek guy who came up with some ridiculous stat. They didn't make the play. I intended. Who knows how many yards was going to go? Are they estimating that if the guy caught the ball, he was going to run 30 more yards?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, or like if he overthrew it by 20 yards. Well, you know, that's on the receiver, not
that
to
was
get
his
it.
Intent.
That was intent.
What about
to throw
in the judicial
okay,
system?
Okay, I got it. That's
bad. That's in the judicial system. Intent matters.
You know, if someone intends to murder someone, well, that's a
murder. That's murder.
I intend not to come on this show anymore if you keep
You intend to not come on this show? Well, we got good news for you.
You know, I'll give you another intended pass.
Yeah.
We're going to pass you to an empty phone line because guess what?
Yeah, because guess what?
You're off the show.
You're off the show.
Never trust a man with two first names.
Goodbye. See ya.
Strip club south of Atlanta.
Never trust somebody
Goodbye.
With two first names.
Get
Rob Parker off the show.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
We are never having that clown on this show again.
Yeah, we just got robbed of 10 minutes.
Good one there, Tony. And
thank
you know,
you.
Let's not let him ruin, which was a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Morrison's Cafeteria.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Kidding me?
I don't want Morrison's. I want less of him.
Yeah, producer Jay, what do you want?
There you go. What?
Corrections.
What?
Hurry up.
You said Jordan Love is better than Dak because he has thrown for more intended air yards.
Yeah, real stat, bro.
Numbers never lie, bro.
Yeah, but you're clearly just cherry-picking one stat, and a useless one. Dak has Jordan Love beat in almost every other category.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to have you beat in the parking lot.
Yeah, and you know whose cherry you're not picking? Every woman on the planet.
Boom!
Oh, you're done.
Nope, no.
What?
Second.
What?
You were concerned about Eagles defensive back Darius Slay saying the team's record is 0-0.
Yeah, bro. The team's 11-6.
Yeah, he should know his team's record.
Yeah.
No, he's clearly saying that it's like the season is starting over. That was pretty clear to pretty much everyone else but you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to talk record? I'm going to break the record for most times stabbing a producer.
Yeah. And you know who won't have a record? Us. Because the judge is going to thank us.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Great one, you're done.
No.
Why? Hurry up.
You guys said Fox Sports Radio should pay for you guys to have a 60-second Super Bowl commercial because it's only $1 million.
Yeah, bro. Good for the show.
It's called promotion, bro.
A 60-second Super Bowl commercial would cost about $15 million. So that would be an awful business decision.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know a great business decision. Incinerating your body.
Yeah. You know what would cost $15 million and last 60 seconds? Any girl who agrees to sleep with you. Oh!
Great
he's
one,
done.
Tony.
He's shit.
And a great way to end the show, but here's an even better one. Just booked next week. Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, pickleball legend, Nick Foles will be joining the show when they... Don't forget, visit our merch store,
buy
our
all
new
the merch.
Design, and vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards.
Tell your family to vote, too.
Despite putting us in the wrong category.
Yup, doesn't
Subscribe
matter.
Subscribe and follow, and Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.